Yud Aleph Kislev, Wednesday the 7th of December, Bavei David Kon, Coping with Erev Shabbos Delays, Part 2.
Mitzvah Hashem, good morning. So Mitzvah Hashem, those who are here will get a fuller share than those who are not here. And you'll hear in a minute why. So we discussed together, we discussed together the dinim of delays on Fridays. And we talked about people who are delayed on the roads and how late you're allowed to leave, how much time you've got to leave before Shabbos. And we also discussed somebody who arrives late, their flight arrives late, they become delayed and there's nothing else they can do and their plane arrives after Shabbos. Certainly, I'll just mention that if you see that your flight is not going to leave, we're giving you a good 3 hours to land afterwards, you mustn't get on the flight. That's clear. We discussed the coach, if you arrive late now, we'll discuss the Mitzvah Hashem this morning, we'll discuss somebody who's got stuck on the motorway, or somebody who's broken down waiting for the RAC, the AA, whoever it is, and it's taking them time to come. What do you do? What is the procedure? What are you supposed to do, lahalocha? And then the last thing, Mitzvah Hashem, will be somebody who walks out on Shabbos and finds something in their pockets. Something that is muktzah, something that isn't muktzah, something of not great value, or something of great value. And let's take it from there. So the first thing is, what happens if you land up, you're on the motorway, you're left with plenty of time, and there is an accident, a serious accident on the road. I remember sitting on the motorway, sitting there with in the fast lane, the engine off. I'd already finished Naimi Provecho Targum, but Baruch Hashem, it wasn't a Friday afternoon. I was on my way to go on holiday, and I was sitting there, I had all the time in the world, so it really didn't matter. But I'd finished Naimi Provecho Targum, it had been 2 hours, and we'd done plenty of learning, and finally they took us off the motorway. And I asked the fellow, directing the traffic off the motorway, and I said to him, what's going on there? So he called out something that I didn't understand really. He said, Feitel. So that's exactly what I said. But my boys understood it, and what they meant was fatal. That's all he had to say, fatal. And that was it. We were taken off, took me hours and hours and hours. So what happens? You're stuck on the motorway, and you left plenty of time, but it's now hours and hours, and you can't get off the motorway. What do you do? The ultimate nightmare. What do you do with your car? What are you supposed to do? Somebody told me, when I gave the shiur last Sunday, somebody told me, he's not here this morning, but he told me a story that I think I should share with you. Somebody on his way from New York to Manhattan got stuck on the bridge, and there was a huge, again, traffic. It wasn't moving. It was getting late. So what could he do? He put his car on the hard shoulder, and off he went. He walked, took out his keys, his wallet, and everything, put it under the seat. In the days that you could lock the car with the keys in the door, inside the car, and that was it. Off he walked for an hour or two. He walked off, and finally got to where he was going for Shabbos. He came back with say Shabbos to pick up his car with the spare keys, and saw the car wasn't there on the hard shoulder. He went to the police station to ask them where his car might be and where he should look. So he mentioned that he'd left his car there. So they said to him, was that you? They said to him, is that your car? He said, yeah, I'm terribly sorry, but it explained what had happened. So they arrested him on the spot. And they explained to him that they spent the whole of Shabbos with the Marines, they put a patrol out, looking for him, his body, at the bottom of the river. Because, he says, that was a classical thing, they park on the south shoulder, and put all their belongings neatly inside the car, and they thought he jumped over. So they spent for huge, they charged him for wasting a huge day of police time and resources. So the one thing you can't do is leave your car on the hard shoulder. You can't do that. So it's getting late. It's going to be Shabbos. What do you do? The answer is that there's a din. Mi shehichshich, mi shehoyah bo baderech, v'kiddush lo hayoyim. There's a din that because odon bohul al memoinoi, people get very worried about their mom and what's going to be. And here you've got a double problem. What's going to be with your car, and what's going to be with the fine that you're going to suffer as with the charge you're going to suffer as a result of leaving your car stationary in the fast lane of the motorway. It's just an impossibility. So therefore the din is, there's no reason why you can't call the REC, whoever you call, and ask them to come along and pick up your car. Whatever they charge you, they'll charge you. You just have to get a goy to come along and to take your car where off the motorway. How far can he take it? So the din of Odom Bol Al Mamona, that you can get the goy to take it, is only as far as you need to take it in order that it shouldn't be bohol. That's all you need. So therefore you can't ask him to take your car home. You can only ask him to take the car to the nearest service station or wherever the nearest exit on the motorway and to put it somewhere legal. That's all you can do. So you can get him to do that. But the question is, what about you? And interestingly enough, in an Erev Shabbos emergency, the most difficult problem of all the problems we've got, moving the car, Amir Akum, your wallets, any other issurim that might be involved, the biggest problem is tchumim. It's the biggest problem. Because Amir Akum, in this case, there's a heter. In a certain case, therefore, Chazal Humate, when it comes to tchumim, here it is, the Mishnah Bula says, V'kol zeh kashu b'seich ha-tchum. All this din of Reish Samachvav, which tells you what to do, Mishayich, you give it to a goy, you put it on your chamor if necessary, you can various heterim that they allowed you, even pochus mi'arba amas, we'll come to that later, various dinim, but the one din that there's absolutely no special dispensation in Chazal for is the din of tchumim. Avol l'mishayich, chutz l'tchum, ein loy heter klal, in loy b'mokim sakona. So the next, after that, the next heter is pikuach nefesh. Now it could be, if you're stuck there on the motorway, if it's in the winter, so if it's approaching zero outside, for you to stay in the fields all night, for you to stay there, is something that is going to all night and all day, with no protection and no food, so you could fast a day, but no food and no protection in degree in temperatures of the night that are close to zero, that's something which is clearly a sophic pekuach nefesh at least, in which case you'll have to receive some type of a lift from whoever's picking up the truck to be able to take you somewhere because it's pekuach nefesh. But if it happens in the summer months of an evening, there's no etzer, there's no etzer. The Machaber paskens that tchumim of Yud Beis Mil is min haTorah. How much is Yud Beis Mil? So according to Reb Chaim Noe, and surely you can't be maker like the Chazmish, you could be machmir like the Chazmish, but you can't, in this, when it comes to shiurim, you can't be maker like the Chazmish. The shiur is, according to Reb Chaim Noe, and it's not much more according to the Chazmish, not much more of a kula, but according to Reb Chaim Noe, you've got, Yud Beis Mil is 11.5 kilometers, 7.2 miles. That's not very far. That's not very far at all. And with Rabbanon, of course, the Issa is 1 kilometer. Yes, less than a kilometer. Just so therefore, how far is that? There's no heter, even for an Issa Rabbanon, to be able to go outside the tchum of Alpayim Amo, just because it's very inconvenient to sit in the fields for 26 hours until Matzai Shabbos to be able to get somewhere. There's no issue of Kovod Abrius because there's no one around. So you haven't even got the heter of the Drabonon. But you certainly wouldn't have the heter of the 7.2 miles of the Daraisa. You wouldn't have the Kumbase anyway. You certainly wouldn't have that. In which case, you're stuck. Make yourself comfortable in the field. That's it. And prepare yourself for a very natural Shabbos out in the over with nothing to eat by yourself. They can RAC will take away your car, no problem at all. You sit there in the field. That is, there is no other Eitzah. There is no Eitzah. There's only one other Eitzah. Now we're on hold. There's only one other Eitzah. And that's the following. When we went, you'll see in a minute why I've turned this off. When we were at the Nevaya of Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, it was a Friday. was a Friday, late Friday morning was the Levaya. There were 600,000 people there, reportedly. And when I tell you, the traffic was just impossible. We realized the traffic would be impossible getting back to Yerushalayim. So a group of us who came together, we decided we'd leave just before the end of the Levaya, so that we'd get onto the road before the masses of traffic would, which we did. But still, as we came up to Beit Shemesh, the turning off to Beit Shemesh, it starts going up. Then the traffic came to a standstill. It was about an hour and a half or 2 hours before Shabbos, and we could see this just wasn't going to go. So I was a passenger minding my own business, sitting and learning in the back. But the driver decided that to rename the hard shoulder, he decided to rename it the Erev Shabbos Lane. So off he went, zipped straight up, and in no time at all, we were very close to Yerushalayim. Then his mobile phone rings, and the person on the other side says, "Zal mishtara tatzol miad." Yes, the police stop immediately. We're coming to pick you up. It's illegal what you're doing. You can't drive. What do you do? So at the beginning, there was silence in the car, and everyone thought, "What's going on over here?" The driver continued. So he continues to finish. "I'm going to get back before Shabbos. Never mind the police." The truth of the matter is, he worked out after about a minute, it couldn't have been the police, because how did they have his phone number? The answer is, it was a friend of his stuck in the fast lane, stationary there, not being able to move up, who was going green with jealousy of him zipping through the thing. That's the way we got back. That's the way we got back in good time before Shabbos. All I can say is, I can't, of course, advocate anybody to go to break the law and to drive on the hard shoulder, but if you came to such a situation, it's either sitting in the field on Shabbos, or you might have to take the risk of getting 3 points. And to zip it on the... Sorry?
I must see your Lawrence is listening to this.
So. Absolutely, he's very welcome. So, okay, we'll deal with Matisio. That's fine. So therefore, that's the only other option, is to use the hard shoulder if you should get into that situation. And then you'll have to take the risk that you get caught by the police. You don't get caught by the police. Otherwise, if you'd like to be law-abiding, call the RAC, sit in the field, and make yourself comfortable. If it's not a situation where it's going to be caught by leverage, there is no other eitzah. I've asked and thought about it. I've discussed it with many. There is no other eitzah of getting home in such a situation. So really... Sorry?
What's more important, of Shabbos or Shabbos?
Definitely, Shabbos was more important.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But that was before the Maaser. The answer is, once you're stuck there, then that's the end of that situation.
I see one coming to Jim Bibbin again.
They can get it either. Pass it here, I'll
do it. They'll find a way. So, there we are. That's the situation when it comes to most ways. There is no other eitzah. There is no other solution. There is... Sorry? So again, the situation of Pikuach Nefesh will change accordingly. So if a child being out in 7 or 8 degrees is going to be Pikuach Nefesh, I suppose, or they can't fast or whatever it is. So if it's Pikuach Nefesh, you'll stop at Pikuach Nefesh, then you'd be allowed to. But literally, you're talking about a Pikuach Nefesh situation to be able to remake. There's nothing... there's nothing after. The Or HaShulchan says the same. And he brings and he says like this. He says, "Vetzleinu shenosim bagola, in our places that we travel on horse and cart, im ha'egloin ein Yehudi, if the wagon driver is a non-Jew, v'hu lo rochuk mi'a'ir, you're not far off from the city, v'roya she'ashemesh k'roivo, you see that the sun is k'roivo li'shokai, is about to set, yeireit min ha'agola, you have to get off the wagon, get off the horse and cart, the yosim ma'usav v'chafetzav, you've got to put your money and your personal belongings, ba'agola, in the wagon, the yelech ragli, you've got to go on foot, and v'ho'egloin yisal abesoy, the goy can take your property, your personal belongings, yes, to your house, v'hu yelech baraglov, you're going to have to go on foot, u'bilvad, as long as you're within the tchum by the time it comes to nightfall. So, b'di'evit, by the way, you can be mekel tchumin l'chatchila shkia. B'di'evit, you can be mekel, Machaber says, b'di'evit, you can be mekel simon tov tesvov, b'di'evit, you can be mekel with nightfall. That's what the Or HaShulchan says. Then he continues and he says, he talks about railways, trains. He says, "V'hanosim b'mesilas habarzel." This over here, Reish Samach Vav, and Sif Yud Aleph in Or HaShulchan. "V'hanosim b'mesilas habarzel." Those who are traveling by train, k'shebo samach lechashecha. Again, you see, it's getting late. But Tzorich Likonis Le'ir, you have to get off the train and you have to pitch up, so to speak, in that town, wherever it is, Hasomuch La'Tachano, close to the station, She'yered Mimeno, that you get off at that station, Yevakesh Oyaski En Yehudi, you can ask or hire a non-Jew, She'yisoch HaFeitzof, that you should take his belongings, Umo'isof and his money, Le'soichor into the city, because it's carrying and it's mukta, and he says, Oil either Le'beisoi or Le'achsanya, to wherever he's staying, V'hu Yelech Ragli, V'lo Yisso Imoidovo, etc., etc. But again, he's got to be careful. He says, V'haklal, Hachochom Einov Beroshoi, V'yezoe Shlo Yovri Lidei Kach. It's a mess. Don't get involved in it, he says. Be careful, because you're in a mess. But if you're outside the tchum, there is no Eitzifoit at all. If you are in a situation where, again, you've broken down somewhere, and it may be just outside London, you've broken down, there's no traffic jam or anything at all, and it's 2 hours before Shabbos, they tell you the recovery, they tell you it'll be an hour, it'll be 40 minutes. I'll tell you something, don't hang around. Don't rely on them. So many times they tell you it'll be 40 minutes, it takes longer than the time they come, and they mess around, and then think of it, they can fix it, they can't fix it, they find they wait till the lorry comes, and then you look at your watch, and you're in trouble, and you can't get back in time. If you had an important business meeting, what would you do? You'd hide the key, tell them where you've hidden it, you tell them, sort out my car, I've got to go. The same is true here. If you're in that situation, find yourself alternative transport, whether it's a bus or a tube or a taxi or whatever it is, get yourself back home in time, let them worry about your car. Again, how much are they allowed to do before Shabbos with your car? If it's pretty close to Shabbos, can you ask RAC, for example, AA, whoever it is, can you ask them to pick up your car when you know that they're going to have to bring it to your house on Shabbos? Is that mutter? If they've got enough time before Shabbos, and they come, but they never do have enough time and not come. If they tell you, they tell you you're strictly in a queue. So they tell you they will come to you as soon as they can. So having your car picked up by RAC is like going to a post office and asking for a special delivery service where it's guaranteed to be delivered that day. So then the question is, very simple, if they can deliver it in time, then, and they don't, it's up to them. But if you go to the post office an hour and a half before Shabbos for a special delivery to Manchester, they can't do it. So they can't get there on time, so you mustn't do it, because you are, by ordering that service, you're asking them to do it on Shabbos, because that is what you're asking them to do. The same is true. The RAC, no point calling the RAC, do any time you like in the next 2 days. Tell you what's the matter with you. If you order us now, we'll come now. But if you tell them to come after Shabbos, that's up to you. But if you're stuck and the car is a place that it's legally parked, then there's no problem at all. Tell them, deal with it after Shabbos. Go home, deal with it after Shabbos. If the car is an obstruction, and you've got to get it moved, then it's the same thing as we mentioned on the motorway. Odon bohul al memoinoi. There's a heter to ask them to come along, but only to move it to a legal place. They should take it off the road. That's all you want them to do. The minimum that's necessary for them to take it off the road. There's no heter for them to deliver it at your house. And apart from that, there's a problem of Maris Lain. You cannot have the pickup service come and dump your car outside your house on Friday night. Because what are you going to say? What is somebody to be done with Kav's Chos? They've got to work out that really you told them that as far as you're concerned, they can dump it in the nearest place, they can take it to the nearest whatever it is, place that's legal to buy. Because they said they'd rather not come back again and pick up your car later, they would rather take it to your house. For them, that's a daita d'nafshi. They're doing it for their own convenience, doing it in one fell swoop. That's fine if that's what they tell you. They'd rather do it, and you say, okay, that's fine. Get them to take it to your garage. I don't mean the garage next to the house. I mean the repairman, yes? Get them to take it to the repair garage. That's okay, because then there's no Maris Ayin. Unless, of course, the car comes through comes through Golders Green or whatever it is, a Jewish area, and it's got your specialised, your personalised number plate on. Yes, it says Finkel Pfeffel 1. So then, in such a case, that is a problem of Maris Ayin, that's a guy is doing melacha for you or for him on Shabbos. That's a problem. But otherwise, then the thing to do is you can take it to the garage, but never to your house, because then there's a problem of Maris Ayin. In a situation where, but otherwise, let him do it. You can't ask him to do it any further than off the road, unless he wants to. And if he wants to, you still mustn't let it go home, because again, Maris Ayin, and you make your own way home. That's as far as cars, taking cars off the road. What about a more case which is possibly people get into less of a panic about? You go out on Shabbos into the street, and you did your best to check your pockets, or you didn't do your best to check your pockets, but you realise you've got a tissue in your pockets. Let's take a case like this. You've got a tissue in your pockets. Now, what is the best thing to do? What do you do? The instinctive thing to do is to stop. And that's usually the wrong thing to do. It's the wrong thing to do. If, after, since you left home, you didn't stop, you kept going all the way, then the thing to do in such a case is to keep going. You've got a couple of options. Sorry? Stopping to cross the road, halachically, it's a good question, that doesn't count as stopping, because when I say stopping, I mean that you stop to rest, or you stop to shoes. You stop for a reason other than, so to speak, a red light. Yes? You stop in order to, you just, it's part of your journey. That doesn't count as a hanocha. So on Shabbos, to be over, you need an akira, you need a hanocha, and then you need one of two things. Either havara of daladamus b'shus harabim, or you need to go from shus to shus for it to be an issur. So therefore, you've done an akira, you keep walking. If you don't stop, you haven't done a hanocha, then you haven't been over the issur of hitzor. So therefore, the first thing to look at, if you can easily find a mekom patur, that's the best thing. What's a mekom patur? Mekom patur is something, an area which is less than dalat tefachim al dalat tefachim, less than 32 centimeters by 32 centimeters, and you can place it there. Lechatzchila is better if it's more than 10 tefachim high. So often you find, for example, you find sapling trees, small trees, they have supports on either side. Mm-hmm. Those are ideal. So you put a tissue on top of those, keep going, and put a tissue down on top of those. So you've done the Akira from Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you've done Havar Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but the Hanoch is in a Mekoim Patur, you've saved yourself from the Issa. If you can't find one of those, then the thing to do is, you could find a street sign. The street signs that are there, even the low ones, that would say Highfield Road, yes? So you have a street sign there, put your tissue and hang it on there. Because then, that's also a Mekoim Patur. A dustbin is more than 32 by 32, and therefore, that wouldn't help you for the Mekoim Patur. But find somewhere which is less than 32 by 32, put it down there, but there's a din in Shulchan Aruch that you've got to run there in order to make sure you don't forget and stop. So if you're going to Mekoim Patur, there's a din, you've got to rots, there's a din in Reish Samach Vav. It says, "Hoisa chavilosoi munachas al ksefoi." If you had a parcel on your shoulder, the kiddush of hayoyim, suddenly it became night. Rots tachteo ad beisa. You've got to run to back home. The dafka rots avaleilech laat, to go normally, slowly. Loi, you're not allowed to. Kim deles hekera, since you're not doing anything different to usual. Osi lemeva dakiro vanocha, you're going to forget and you're going to stop in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The zimnim koi v'lavadaitis, sometimes you stop and you don't think why you stop, you just stop. Avol rots, but if you're running, isle keiro, why am I running? You're going to be constantly reminded that there's a reason not to stop. Bechim, good, that's it. So you run off to a Mekoim Patur, when you find it, you, without stopping, you put it down onto the Mekoim Patur. That's one solution. Another solution is, if you haven't stopped yet, to run back where you came from, and then you go back. When would you want to use that solution? You'd want to use that solution if you've got something valuable in your pockets. So suddenly, you're Mitzvah Shabbos, for some reason you needed your passport, and suddenly, on Shabbos, you find the passport's still in your pocket, or your wallet, or somebody gave you a couple of £100 on the Tzay Shabbos, now in the winter now, you left it in your pocket, and suddenly you feel it's there in your pocket, and you really don't want to leave that dangling anywhere. So therefore, what you do in such a case, you're allowed to, again, run back to your home, and as you don't stop, go into the garden, go into the front door, you mustn't stop. And when you get there, you have to throw it out with a shinui in such a way that you've got the din is that when you get there, what it says, the Shulchan Aruch, then Reish Samach Vav, Sif Yud Aleph, says, when you get there, v'chimote lebeisei, kiheiched deloi koi purta, you've got to make sure you don't stop, v'shtakach v'kol ma'ayel m'shusha rabin l'shusha yochid, zoyrek lo k'lachayad, you've got to throw it k'lachayad inside, into again, if it's something, whether you might take off your jacket and throw that inside, if you've got something mukta in your jacket, but you can throw it in with a shinui. Chazal were matir, again, because odon bol al mamoinoi, and if they weren't matir, the lenient issa of a drabonon, that people will come to be over nisa teraisa, therefore they will make her, and we paskin, not just mishnehichshich leidaderech, but mishnebura paskin, is like the Rashba, who says, even someone who was, so to speak, the shogeg, was pesher, that on Shabbos, they could have checked their pockets better, and they didn't, as long as it wasn't bemezid, you're allowed to use the het of mishnehichshich. There's another het. Sorry? You mustn't stop. So you've got to get into the Rosh Hashanah Yochid and without stopping discard the item that you've got with a shinui in such a way that you're doing the hanocha with a shinui, that's mutter. There's another etzer.
The tissue is of no use. It can't come so
the tissue is like this. It may be of no use once the tissue has been used, but the maisa, a tissue, as long as it's usable, is something which is an item that you mustn't carry. You can be over this device to carry. It's not something which is bottled ka'afra da'ara, yes? It's not something that is a most. Therefore,
the
tissue is a kind. Sorry?
If you're passing your friend's house,
yes.
It's better for you to go in there rather than go home.
It's better for you to go back to where you came from if you haven't stopped.
Why not go forward?
If you haven't stopped, it's better for you to go back. Because if you go from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to another Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Derech Rosh Hashanah Rabin is worse than going back to the Rosh Hashanah Yochid you came from. But you haven't achieved anything by going back and going back again. Sorry? Oh, I'll come to Ostadalavs in a moment. But first, I want to mention, what happens if you have stopped? If you stop now, and you instinctively stopped, and you realize, I've got something in my pocket, so you stop to speak to someone, then there's no answer. You've got to put it down. You can't continue with it, because there's no other way. Sorry?
Or you rely on the aid of
what is around. It's like this. Pochus me arba amus. Pochus me arba amus. Pochus me arba amus. Yes, is the following. The other eight to mention the Shukhanov, which is the postkim say is preferable to it in theory, but in practice I'm going to explain to you that you can't use it. And that's the following. To go, pochus pochus mi arba amos. You take it, and let's say it's something which is not mukta. You pick it up, and you do less than the arba amos. You put it down, you pick it up, less than the arba amos. If you've got two people, it's better, it's preferable, but you don't need two people. The maisa, if you're on your own, you can also do it. But if you've got somebody else, it's better, because two people, there's less chance that you go over the arba amos. But the problem is the following. And this is what I will address what you mentioned. And that's the following. The North Circular and the Great North Way are a Rosh Hashanah Rabim Daraisa. As a result, when you go, you cannot, Pachas Pachas Me'ar Ba'amas is only in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. But going from a Rosh Hashanah Rabim to a Carmelis is going to be an Issa, because Minat Torah, Carmelis, is a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So therefore, if you're going from the Rosh Hashanah Rabim to a Carmelis, then there's the same Issa as going from the Rosh Hashanah Rabim to your house. You can't do a Hanocha. You mustn't do a Hanocha. So therefore, you're going to work out which one is a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which one is a Carmelis. So the North Circle and the Great North Way are Rosh Hashanah Rabim. The Brent Street, according to many people, is also Rosh Hashanah Rabim because it connects the Great North Way and the North Circular. Mm-hmm. The, whatever bends they're talking about is not... Without the bridge. So you've got the north circular is a Rishus HaRavim. If you ever face where you've got 8 million people, this is a road which serves 8 million people, if the north circular is not a Rishus HaRavim, there never was one, there never will be one. The north circular, the great north way goes from London all the way up to Newcastle. If there's never been, that is a main artery, a main motorway. It connects to that. It is itself, branches out from there, just continues the same road. That's the Rosh Hashanah Doraisa. Bray Street connects the two, it's mafulash on both sides to Rosh Hashanah. According, that is also Rosh Hashanah Doraisa. Even those who even say that Bell Lane is a Rosh Hashanah Doraisa, because it connects Bray Street to the North Circular. And if that's a Rosh Hashanah Doraisa, even a road like Boyne Avenue, which connects the two, which goes straight through to the Great North Way, there's also a very strong body of opinion who holds that it's a Rosh Hashanah Doraisa. And now the question is, when you come to side roads, you come off Golders Green Roads, you come off to side roads, you're going from Rosh Hashanah Rabin to a Carmelist, there's no Hetzer to do it. So Pachas Me Arba Amos, in these places, is just not an option. Because you're going, where do you decide is the Rosh Hashanah Rabin Doraisa, where is the Carmelist? And therefore, you've got a problem that you may be carrying over a boundary from one to the other, in which case that's not an option at all. The only option you've got is to run from one place to the next, or to stand there. If it's Shabbos afternoon, you'll have to stand there and keep guard over the Muktzah item that you've got there, the valuable item. If it's your wallet, or if it's a lot of money, whatever it is, you'll have to stay there. If it's Friday night, so in such a case, you may have to ask a goy to come along and give him two options. Either you'll pay him to stand there for the next 24 hours, or you tell him if it suits him, he can go home as long as the item stays with him. So it's up to him what he does. But either way, you will pay him to be happy to ask him whatever it is, etc., etc. That is mutter to do, and in that case, he will look after the item for you. So this gives a bit of an idea what to do if you leave something in your pocket, and that's the ace over here.